We're in studio with Alice Grotter and Fernanda de Siqueira, and I'm Charles Pritchard, standing in for Father Brian. We've been discussing the rosary and the importance of praying the rosary. So just to summarize, the rosary is actually Mother Mary comes to pray with us while we meditate on the important points. That is it, the 20 mysteries of Christ's life. And so it's a very much Christ-centered prayer, and often the Holy Spirit talks to you. I know He does it to me sometimes when I've got something on my mind, a difficult question I need to answer, and it just appears in the rosary. Have you had experiences like that when he talks to you, Alice?
So experience we've had is been in the deliverance ministry for many years. It's about going on 11 already. In all that I've witnessed through deliverance is that especially the tough ones, we have our people standing in as prayer warriors praying the rosary, and he hates that, absolutely hates it. And the more we pray, or if we invoke Our Lady, immediately the evil spirit is released from that person. And we've even brought anything to do with Our Lady, be it a statue, be it a picture, whatever, of Our Lady. He will spit at her, and he will really mock her, and he will really go absolutely crazy, because he knows that she's going to put him under her heel, and he knows that she is so powerful as well, because God has given her that grace to do that. So it is very, very important, very, very powerful to pray, the rosary especially, as in any ministry.
So that confirms Revelation 12:17, and the dragon was angry against the woman and went to make war with the rest of her seed, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So he's angry. It's
yes,
clear.
yes.
Fernanda, you
saying.
Wanted to say something when Alice was speaking.
No, I was just saying, as I confirm with Alice, that one time you were praying with Father Joseph, and it was a deliverance thing, and Father was praying, and then I called to bring a statue of Our Lady. As we bring the statue of Our Lady there,
it was Our Lady of the Sacred Heart.
Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, yes, Alice. And then as we put in, she screamed. She says, "Take this woman out of here."
It was the evil, yeah.
Evil.
And another time it said, "We underestimated you." And another time I also recall we were having a difficult deliverance, and it was the devil, and we brought Mother Mary, I think it was Our Lady of Fatima, with the crown on her head, and he said, "Ah, that's supposed to be mine." He was mocking.
Yes.
So yeah, it is what it is. She is going to crush his head, and she's filled with God's grace.
Yeah,
and humility and obedience
conquers
evil.
As Jesus says many times, that he knows
disobedience.
His time is near of reigning the terror of what he's doing around the world. And so wherever he can, he tries to destroy the church, and priests, or anything to do with the church, anything to do with Jesus. He's trying to destroy families, marriages. And it says only thing you can combat it with the Holy Rosary, to help to combat the enemy attacks in families especially.
Yeah, it's the only weapon.
It's
prayer
only
is what's
weapon.
Going to save this world. Rosary.
Yes.
Mm. Prayer and rosary, but rosary equals prayer.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I mean, just for those that are interested in going deeper into the rosary, that is on our website. We've got lots of content there in the rosary section. And, you know, one of the ways of praying the rosary is when you meditate on the mystery, for example, the visitation. You could, there John the Baptist leapt in the womb of Mother Mary. And that shows that a child has got feelings in a womb. So we can, for example, pray against the sin of abortion. So when I'm praying that one, sometimes I'm praying against the sin of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is, because she was so obedient, I pray for obedience and humility in my family and all the other families around the world.
Yes.
So that's another powerful way of praying it.
Yes.
Yeah, and it brings, I think also we need to also, just from a personal perspective, sometimes we worry too much about ourselves and we pray everything for ourselves.
Mm.
When, if we're praying for others, Jesus will take care of us.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
So we don't have to panic about ourselves.
Mm.
I mean, you had an experience in your home the other day. And
yes, I was held up. Yes.
Yes.
I walked in on them. And I didn't even realize it was a hold up until I walked through the front door and with a huge AK-47 in his hand. And I walked through and I was still asking him, well, can I help you? And then in that time, as I walked through the front door, I realized, oh, Lord Jesus, this is a hold up. And I remember saying, Lord, forgive me for all my sins, anything I've done against you throughout my life. I ask pardon. But Lord, if you still need me to continue to do your work and work in your harvest, then I know you're going to protect me, Jesus. And then I was in the bedroom. And I remember clearly they were demanding, but very calm. I was very, very calm. And I know that was only from the Holy Spirit. Mm. And our Blessed Mother Mary is always there to shield me. And they just wanted money and jewelry. And he told me to take off my waist jacket. And as I did that, I heard this beautiful, soft voice saying, call out on the name of Jesus Christ. And I actually looked to my right. It was on my right ear. And I looked and I said, I will. And from that moment, I started, every question he asked me, I kept saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, I do not have. I do not have, but I can help you. I was always offering my help. Anyway, eventually, through that, they landed both walking out of my room because they had outside information that I had blocked them in the driveway. And they asked me for my keys. I gave them my car keys. I said, sure, you can take it. And so they left my room, and then running out, I thought, well, here's my chance now. I'm getting out of here, and to run onto my front garden. But he came back again, and the one took me by the arm. Wasn't aggressive. He just took me by my arm and said, come, we're going back inside. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have told you I do not have money and I do not have jewelry. Then he turned around to me and he says, I know your Jesus. And I remember saying to him clearly, oh, so you know my Jesus. He loves you. He wants to bless you, but because of what you're doing, he cannot bless you. And he's asking you to stop doing what you are doing. And we carried on inside. Then the second man that had the AK-47 joined him. And as he came by my bedroom now, and I looked him straight in the face, and I said to him, I have told you in the name of Jesus Christ, I do not have what you are looking for. And I don't know what happened there, but something transpired there, and he just said something in his African language. The next minute, the other man walks out, and he goes to the door, and he just rolls the keys to my feet. He actually rolled them, and he said, here's your car keys. I said, well, I thank you very much. And then he says, you're not allowed to leave this room within the next 15 or 20 minutes. I said, don't worry, I won't leave it. I will pray for you and ask our Lord Jesus Christ to protect you. And he closed the door, and out they went, and they both left, just taking my chain, which was very dear to me. And the cross that I had was a family member that gave it to me, Lily, and it was very sincere in my heart. It meant a lot to me, and also my wedding ring that he forced, took off my finger. And then my watch, he just left. And nothing else was taken. When I went outside and saw my car was gone, but I had the keys, I thought, oh my word, now my wallet's gone, my ID, everything. And it wasn't so much what they had taken, what was in my wallet, but the thought of getting everything done again. You have to apply and go through all the channels. But when I got into the car, there it was, sitting. They hadn't even touched that either.
So the Lord protected you completely?
Absolutely. And our Blessed Mother Mary, I know, she's
mantle.
My shield, definitely, definitely protected me. There's no doubt in my mind.
So the lesson there is, do God's work.
Yes.
Pray for others. Pray for the salvation of souls. Yes. And he'll take care of you. He'll do the rest.
And I prayed immediately for them. And I held no grudge. It was like it was over in 20 minutes. And I have no grudge. And I continue still today praying for them, that the Lord will just convict them and bring them into the light.
So he sometimes allows his servants to get into these difficult situations, to help save the souls of those that are doing the crime.
I remember when he took my cross, I said, Lord Jesus, please, through that cross, when he's looking at it, show him, Lord, that what he's doing is not of you or from you.
So you, that little incident might have saved his soul, their souls.
God, so,
So that's the rosary, and there's lots and lots of power in the rosary, and we must pray it every day. It's not just through Fernanda that Jesus is asking. It's through all the other messengers. There's many other messengers around the world that are it's the same core. So just on to adoration. Jesus is asking us to spend an hour with him in front of the Blessed Sacrament, which is him. It's his precious body and blood. And he wants us to spend an hour a week with him. You've spent many hours, Fernanda, in adoration. Do you want to tell us a little bit about adoration and why it's so important and what you gain out of it?
Yes. Adoration is very important and powerful and gives you strength to go through many trials in your lives. And is the one, because Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is alive, standing there. And I don't do so much adoration so many hours, but I used to do it before 5-6 hours. During the night, at night.
Every night?
Every night.
5-6 hours?
Yeah. And not once a week.
Once a week,
yes,
okay.
Once a week, so I used to do 5-6 hours. Mm-hmm. And Alice, we joined together at that time as well. And many, many times I've done that. And every time that I was working in a dangerous place, and across there, I used to go there every day. And there was never fear, but I know that fear, I didn't have the fear because of the time that I spend in adoration.
It was in the middle of Park Station with all the taxi drivers. And
yes, I used to.
That she used to go.
Yes. And on Eelbrow at 5 o'clock in the morning, alone driving, and I never had fear. And every time I used to go, I knew I had that strength in me. And many times as I was sitting there, Jesus, then I started writing the message there while I was there, starting to converse with Jesus. And then I think we've got a message here that you can read while I was sitting there. And he says, I have given my children 24 hours a day. Then it counts 7 days a week, how many hours. And then can't you just give me 1 hour for me, just for me, to sit there. And to, I go to the door and I greet my children and I sit with them. And while I was doing this conversation, it made me realize many times, yes, he was alive there, sitting there with us. He's sitting with us. He says, I'm not on that Blessed Sacrament. I'm not there. I'm sitting next to each one of my children when they come in. And of course, you do, if you allow him, you feel his presence there. And he's asking, just is alone there. He's waiting for each one of us to sit at least 1 hour a week with him.
So this is a message that came in 2010. I think it's the one that you're talking about. There's a lot on adoration. You can just search under adoration on the website. But Jesus says, my daughter, I, your Jesus, say thank you for your company. So this message came while you were in adoration.
Yes, I was.
You know, my Andorina, during these moments spent together, I strengthen you and give you and your loved ones many graces. My child, when you are on your mission, one of the strong points to teach my children is about my Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist. I want you to write everything I say to you. I am your God, your Lord, saying to you, relay to my children. Speak to my son priests and tell them how important it is for them to institute adoration and expose my Blessed Sacrament in my holy temple, my church. My son priests must know it's important and how this encounter with my children pleases me. I will give my children many graces and protection when they sit here with me and my beloved mother. She is always with me. My daughter, tell them my heart entwines with love. I hear, I see all their tears shed in front of me. I heal their pain and suffering. I will give them strength for their daily life's hardships. Oh, I love to have my children even just to sit with me, absorbing my peace and my love. I will protect them from my enemy, my adversary, I will assist them in the last hour of their death. I'll restore broken marriages and homes. I will unite families. They must sit with me and open their hearts to me. I will hear all their pleas and their petitions, which I will grant them, according to my will and at my own time. I, their Jesus, their God, bless them abundantly. Come, my children, sit with me. What I ask from you is just 1 hour a week of your time to spend with me. I give you a day of 24 hours. A week is 168 hours, and from that I ask 1 hour for me. Will you do it for me, your Jesus, your God? Will you spare me 1 hour? Oh, thank you, my child. My children, I, your Jesus, your God, love you very much. I even died for you with so much love and compassion to save you, my children. Now, what do you say to your Jesus? Do not hesitate. I will be waiting for you. Look at my daughter, my humble servant. She spent 3 hours here with me while my children rested. She could have been sleeping. She gave me these hours to keep me company. Thank you, my daughter, for the special time spent with me, your Jesus, your God. We're going to... It's a big message. We're going to have a break, and then we're gonna close off with a conclusion. That was a beautiful message from our loving Jesus Christ about adoration. Alice, your perspectives in closing.
In closing, what we've covered, that we remain firm in Jesus Christ, in our Mass, our daily Mass, if we can attend. And also to pray. If we knew the love that Our Lady has for us, it would bring tears to our eyes. And also adoration, which is so important, where we need our prayers answered, or where we need petitions throughout the world, and also where we need to be quiet and meditate and reconcile with our Lord Jesus Christ.
And Fernanda, your last words that you'd like to share with us, what should we be doing this week?
This week, if you can, at least... even just going to the church, greet Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, greet him, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for everything that you've done in my life. He also appreciates this, even if you're working and you don't have time, but come and greet him and ask him to bless your day. That's what he's asking most of the times as well.
Thank you, Fernanda. We're just going to close off with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our loving Father God, the Creator of each one of us with so much love, our dear Lord Jesus, the Savior of the world, and our loving Holy Spirit, our breath of life, we ask you, our Holy Triune God, to touch our hearts, to open our hearts to Holy Mass, to receive you worthily in Holy Mass, to help us to understand the suffering that our loving Jesus undergoes every second of the day, so that we can be driven to go to confession and receive our loving Lord Jesus worthily in Holy Mass. That we will see you, dear Jesus, with the eyes of our heart, that we will come to you in adoration, that we will adore you. We will adore you with all our hearts, and that we will sit with you, and that we will feel your presence, and that we will pray the Holy Rosary together with your Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask you, our Blessed Mother Mary, to be with us, to protect us as we go on our travels now, wherever we are, to cover us with your virginal mantle. And we thank you, Mother Mary, for all the prayers and intercession that you've given us every second of the day to our loving Jesus and the Father in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.